AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The winner for Best Picture at the Academy Awards is described as a Cinderella story set at a strip club.
Your parents are gonna kill you.
I love my husband.
You do not know this guy.
We are consenting adults.
Anora is the story of an exotic dancer who elopes and marries the son of a Russian oligarch. Best Director winner Sean Baker says he has been outspoken on his stance on sex workers.
It's our oldest profession, yet it has an incredible unfair stigma applied to it. And what I've been trying to do with my films is sort of chip away at that very unfair stigma.
8 of the 10 movies nominated for Best Picture came away with at least one award last night. Acting awards went to Madison, Adrian Brody, Kieran Culkin, and Zoe Saldana. Crews have been battling wildfires in the Carolinas.
South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster declared a state of emergency on Sunday in response to more than 175 wildfires. West of Myrtle Beach in the Carolina Woods area, helicopters dumped water as smoke filled the sky and deputies went door to door to warn residents. But by late Sunday afternoon, evacuees were allowed to return. According to the South Carolina Forestry Commission, a 1,600-acre wildfire was still burning uncontained in Horry County. But no structures have been lost or injuries reported. In North Carolina, the U.S. Forest Service says crews are working to get a handle on blazes burning in 4 forests across the state, one about 50 miles east of Charlotte. An evacuation order remains in effect for part of Polk County, North Carolina. I'm Jennifer King.
The Vatican says Pope Francis appears to be overcoming a setback in his recovery from pneumonia. This morning, the 88-year-old pontiff had coffee and breakfast and was undergoing therapy at Rome's Gemelli Hospital. Last night in Washington, there was a fundraiser by the figure skating community for the victims of the mid-air collision outside Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport. 28 members of the figure skating community were among those killed. This is AP News. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick says he could take government spending out of his agency's reports on the gross domestic product. The AP's Julie Walker has the story.
There are growing questions about whether the spending cuts pushed by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, could cause a recession. Speaking on Fox News, Lutnick said he would change GDP to make it transparent. The Commerce Secretary was echoing Musk's arguments made Friday on X that government spending does not create value for the economy. Doing so could potentially complicate or distort a fundamental measure of the U.S. economy's health. Government spending is traditionally included in the GDP because changes in taxes, spending, deficits, and regulations can impact the path of overall growth. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.